Today, hundreds of thousands of students around the country took the new version of the SAT. The college entrance exam no longer includes a section on verbal analogies, but there's more algebra and there's an essay.
It was long, very, very long.
It was hard. It was a really long test. I was dying by the end.
Grueling, but it was what I expected.
I'm just glad that it's over with.
It was like 5 hours. It's just too much for sitting down. It's just not healthy.
But several students we talked to actually thought there wasn't enough time for the essay section. How much can you ponder and write in 25 minutes?
I thought the question was pretty good. The question was, do you agree with the majority rule, sort of the majority rule system? I agreed with it. I agree that the majority rule usually works out. I said it's a flawed system, but it usually works.
You know, I only had enough time to give like two pieces of evidence, which was, Jacksonian politics and Nazi Germany. And I felt like basically anybody could have rattled that down.
I talked about the Rwandan genocide in 1994 and about the Hutus and how they were the majority, and as my first body paragraph. And for the second, I talked about how the majority of the world ignored the situation there and didn't intervene. Therefore, that sometimes the majority can lead us all horribly astray.
Dan Masser, Eric Brotman, and Freya Lee, high school students in the Boston area earlier today. The new test has been the topic of heated debate by parents, students, and administrators. It's the first time the test has changed in 10 years. Jim Montoya is the vice president of higher education for the College Board. He says the new version of the test is more in keeping with what high schools actually teach and will more accurately reflect what's needed to do well in college and the workplace.
Often, the reason that students do not persist in college is because they do not have the necessary critical thinking skills in reading, writing, and mathematics to allow them to be successful. And the new SAT will send the message, and is sending the message, to students in a very clear way that these are three very important areas on which to focus.
Joining me now to talk about the SAT changes and how they will affect college admissions is Dr. Jerry Lucido, the Vice Provost for Admissions and Enrollment at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We also have on the line Paul Thibodeau, Admissions Director at Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being here.
Very happy to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to join you.
Now, the verbal section of the SAT in the past, has it been a good predictor of students' ability to handle writing and oral presentations?
It's some indication, but it's not a perfect one. One can have obtained a very good verbal score and not be very good in public presentation. Public presentation is a different set of skills.
What about writing skills, things that you don't have to, get up on a stage and face people?
There's usually been a pretty good correlation, in our experience at least, of someone having done well on the verbal of being a capable and good writer.
Dr. Lucido, do you think that the new writing section will be a better predictor of a student's success out in the world?
I don't think we look at the SAT as a way to predict a student or any individual's ultimate success in the world. I think we're trying to understand some basic academic skills that they bring to the table and an understanding of how they might perform in our academic institutions. But I do think that by adding a writing sample to the test will provide a lot of attention to writing in our society because people do pay attention to what's on this exam. It's one of those things we call a high-stakes exam because some things ride on it, perhaps not as much as folks think, but some things ride on it, and a greater emphasis in writing certainly can help students in the long run.
We know for sure that one way that we hope to use the new writing sample is as a kind of benchmark against the writing that we ask students to submit with our application. That if we ever had a worry when we get an application in, sort of saying, well, is this the work of the student? At least having the writing sample from the SAT 1 under a time-supervised circumstance would give us a benchmark of thinking, well, is the writing we're seeing in the application really the student's? And that, to me, is a benefit.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you'll get from the new math section?
That shift in what they're doing there is a little more subtle, and we'll have to see with time.
I can add a little bit of specificity to that, in that there is an analogy to the analogies here in the mathematical section, and that is the previous mathematical section had something called quantitative comparisons, which were figures, and you had to discern whether one figure was larger than another, which dealt with some of the reasoning abilities, perhaps. But that's, those have been removed in favor of more algebra 2, more of the kind of things that students are taking in schools. So in that respect, I think it more closely aligns with curriculum, though I think the scores we actually see likely will remain fairly similar.
I'm just curious, did either of you take this test, this new SAT?
No.
I have over time, Jackie, had the opportunity to take the verbal section and parts of the math section as part of some committee work where we got to respond to some of these questions. I have not taken the writing sample.
I have not either. I mean, I did take the SAT many, many moons ago when I was going to apply to college. But I have thought about taking this new one and the writing sample, but I haven't done it yet.
Well, very good luck to both of you gentlemen. May I just say, as a former high school student, there is life after the SATs?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You may add that it's only one element and that it isn't the tell-all factor that decides everything. It's only one factor that, in fact, most of the time helps students gain admission to college.
I agree completely. A test score rarely makes or breaks an application for admission.
Well, Jerry Lucido, the Vice Provost for Admissions at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and Paul Thibodeau, Admissions Director at Carleton College, thank you both very much for joining us.
Again, our pleasure.
Absolutely our pleasure.
To read what other college admissions officers are saying about the new SAT, go to NPR's new commentary page, Taking Issue, at npr.org. Thank you.